Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast of Keys to a Happier Life. Today's message is entitled, Can I Know for Sure If I'm Going to Heaven? I grew up in the Roman Catholic Church, a religious system based on keeping church rules and submitting to its hierarchy. It offered no security regarding my eternal destiny, only the hope that I might die in what is called a state of grace, meaning that I would have no mortal or grave death-inducing sins on my conscience at the time of death. One could go to confession to get a fresh start, or gain indulgences through attending masses on specific days, to obtain a sort of guarantee of having an opportunity to get right with God before death. But those who rely on religion cannot know for sure if they're going to heaven. The best one can do is hope. How different are the words penned so long ago by John the Apostle? I read from 1 John 5:13, the New Living Translation. I have written this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know you have eternal life. When I first truly understood and believed the good news that Jesus died for my sins and took away the guilt and the judgments leveled against me, giving me his very own life, I realized immediately that God had set me free from relating to him through religious rules, keeping, and church affiliation. Nothing the Catholic Church ever did or taught gave me the kind of joy, life, and freedom I experienced through being born again by faith in Christ. This began my escape from religion, whose tentacles are long and clutching. Religious systems are always performance-based, manipulative, and fear-inducing. They offer no assurance. The Jews tried to relate to God through a religious system, too. They believed that if they kept the law of Moses, they were good. If they failed to keep it, they would die. Since Christianity is directly descended from Judaism, many Christians fall into such thinking. It's pretty simple, as long as we're able to stay on the right side of the scale. Unfortunately, no one can do that. God gave the law to expose our hopeless situation. We are all sinners who deserve to die. Let me read from Galatians 3:10 through 14, the New Living Translation. But those who depend on the law to make them right with God are under his curse. For the scriptures say, cursed is everyone who does not observe and obey all the commands that are written in God's book of the law. So it is clear that no one can be made right with God by trying to keep the law. For the scriptures say, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. This way of faith is very different from the way of law, which says it is through obeying the law that a person has life. But Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When he hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. For it is written in the scriptures, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. Through Christ Jesus, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessing he promised to Abraham, so that all who are believers might receive the promised Holy Spirit through faith. The good news is that Jesus kept the law for us by living and dying in complete obedience to his heavenly Father. His sacrifice for our sins as God's Lamb purchased our freedom from death and made us children of God. His resurrection proved his sacrifice on our behalf was accepted. Now, those of us who declare faith and allegiance to Christ can know for sure that our eternal destiny will be life forever with God. Jesus promised in John 5:24, the New Living Translation, I tell you the truth. Those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from death into life. Can we know for sure if we're going to heaven? We can, but only if we put our full confidence in what Jesus accomplished on our behalf. If we're still relying on ourselves to get it done, we can have no assurance whatsoever. Pray with me. Jesus, I am weary of trying to earn my way into God's favor. I realize now that it is hopeless. You designed it that way so that I would come to my senses and realize that trusting in you is the only way. I ask you today to forgive my sins and come into my life. I give you myself. I belong to you from this day forward. Come, Holy Spirit, fill my life. Show me more about Jesus's and the Father's love for me. Empower me to be a fearless proclaimer of the good news to others. Amen.